This dude has stories about how he met the bitch, how he talked to the bitch, what he said to the hoe, the whole nine yards. He's got stories about.
Can't stand that herpes having ass bitch.
You should be rocking it, rocking it, rocking it.
Back to that almighty triple XL coming to you live and direct from MacCity.com.
If you ain't no pimp, you're resting in the hole.
Another thing that will just irritate the fucking shit out of you while you're working in a prison, man. Especially if you's a cat like me, when you kind of like just want to be left the fuck alone. You're a loner and you don't really buy into that gang shit. When I'm just not talking about Bloods and Crips and Aryans and Mexican Mafia, all that shit. I'm also talking about the administration. I'm also talking about the fucking staff, man. You know, you got cliques everywhere you go up in that bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? Not only do you have, like, the general staff, you know, against the inmate, but you also have certain factions of the staff. You know what I mean? You got certain cliques in the staff that roll together. And, you know, and basically this clique is against this clique, you know, as far as the employees. It was just ridiculous, man. And I chose to kind of like separate myself from it. I was like a free agent, man. You know, I was in that bitch. And I chose to not pay attention to anyone's uniform. I chose not to pay attention to the blues that the inmates wore. I chose not to pay attention to the badges and the gray shirts and the white shirts and the suit and ties that people were wearing. I had a novel idea. I was like, hey, how about I just pay attention to, you know, I was on some Martin Luther King shit. I'm like, let me pay attention to the content of these motherfuckers, you know, character. Let's try that. You know what I mean? Let's try that shit, man. And it worked marvelously, man. I had friends everywhere, you know what I mean, on both sides of the fence, man. And to be quite honest, you know, the friendships that I, or the allies, should I say, you know, maybe friendship is too strong of a word, but the allies that I did have, the strongest allies were the ones who were wearing state blues. You know what I'm saying? Because those rednecks hated my black ass. They're motherfuckers. Well, it was a miracle that I actually made it through my probationary period, man. So it was just, I mean, they just seen I was, well, at first, I seemed like I was an agreeable Negro. At first, I seemed like I was a ball player and I was like a yes man. But, you know, you do what you gotta do to basically make your probation, you know what I mean? But pretty soon it came out that I wasn't who they thought I was. As it turns out, you know, like I said, I was doing a cable access TV show in Dayton, Ohio for like going on 9-10 years, right? So let me see, no, 93, 94, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 2000. So yeah, 8 years I was on TV talking mad shit, man, about religion, about politics, about social issues, racial shit. I was just talking all kinds of crazy shit on TV. Not only that, but I would also do these articles. They were called the Black Prophet series. I would write out these joints, man, drop them off at African bookstores, man. And man, lo and behold, when I went to go work in this prison, man, a lot of my literature was up in that bitch, man. Whenever I would do a cell search, I would see all of my literature. Niggas had my literature stacked up in this shit, man. I was like, are you serious? All this shit right here? I'm like, man, this is where all my shit is ended up, man. It's in the joint, man. You know, I was proud of that, man, because motherfuckers was really digging my shit, man. But it was funny as hell because of course I'm a house nigga now because I got the badge, the suit and the badge and shit, man. And these motherfuckers just hated me. You could just tell. They just look at me, they leer at me like, you know, house nigga ass nigga up in here pressing me and all this shit, man, talking cash shit. And they reading my articles, man. They reading my Black Prophet series shit. And these motherfuckers not, they not none the wiser of who they talking to, who they fucking with. But I dare not let the cat out the bag at this particular point because, like I said, I was trying to make probation and I had to give the appearance of a good Negro, you know, just do my job. You know, I was not about to be bragging about, hey, I write the Black Prophet series. Hey, you know, shit, I wasn't about to do that. But it was hard because I had to sit there and I had to listen to niggas try and school me on black nationalism and what blackness is and, you know, about where racism comes from. And it's original. Just these niggas was just, it was also grade school shit. I'm not trying to brag, man, but I was light years ahead of these niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? They was just trying to get their footing. You know, they was just trying now to get some understanding of the world. You know what I'm saying? But I transcended that shit, man. You know, that's how I wrote all that shit. It was just amazing, man. But like I said, once I went ahead and made probation, then I went ahead and let my so-called true colors come out. And that was basically, everybody could go fuck theyself, you know what I mean? I went ahead and let these so-called Muslim niggas know who they was fucking with, you know what I'm saying? And they just couldn't believe it. I just blew their wigs way back when I let the cat out the bag that I was the Black Prophet. Yes, I have arrived. They couldn't believe it. And then that basically snowballed and got down to the front office. And they, you know, because they had been having problems with this literature coming in, this Black Prophet literature, you know, and they didn't like that literature. But at this particular point in time, they really wasn't cracking down on that shit. You know what I mean? You had a lot more freedoms back then, back in the early 90s, of what you could read and shit. But as the 2000s came in, you know, you couldn't, man, that shit was outlawed up in that bitch, man. But people found out, the captains and lieutenants of the gray shirts found out that I was the nigga writing that radical ass shit. So guess what? Whoo, that didn't make me too popular with them motherfuckers. You know what I mean? So basically what just happened was, shit, a lot of the cats who I was supervising became my best allies, man. You know what I'm saying? But not to mention, a lot of the so-called misfits that worked there, they were kind of intrigued about me and what I was about. And, you know, we kind of had a, wow, it was just some wild shit that went on in that goddamn prison, man. You know, talking about some violence and talking about motherfuckers keying your car, flattening your tires, and like I said, you would meet a motherfucker down the street at the Waffle House behind the dumpster and bang with him and shit. You know, I had to do that a couple times to motherfuckers. Let them know, like, man, I'll meet your ass up out of this bitch. You know, we'll punch on that clock. You know, once motherfucker 6 o'clock come around, bitch, we'll go right down this goddamn street. We'll go to the Waffle House, go behind this dumpster, and we will settle this shit. I won't call the police if you won't. Shit, didn't nobody want to do that shit. They knew it, boy. They knew I had the eye of the tiger, boy. I was ready to whoop a motherfucker's ass, boy. Whoo, shit. So my suggestion to you, if you're gonna go ahead and work in an environment like that, try not to pay too much attention to what the fuck a motherfucker's wearing. You know what I mean? As far as what gang they may be in, the gang of the employees, the gang of the administration, or the blues of an inmate, or what gang he may be professing. Shit, just pay attention to the content of their character. Man, you can't go wrong with that shit. You can't go wrong. I got so much love out of that bitch just by hooking up with the right motherfuckers, because they just had sense. You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily because they had an overwhelming love for me, maybe, but they understood that, they just understood that it was just advantageous on both our parts just to come together and be allies. You know what I mean? I help you, you help me. You help me, I help you. Shit, let's come together and let's make this shit shake, man. Let's go ahead and become an impenetrable fortress.
MacCity.com. MacCity.com.
You're up next. Yeah. Lil' Christ. Cat D. Cypher. Six. Flash Beats. Let's get it.
Okay, I'm never sour, never sweet. Sour Patch, K.I.D. What I really wanna see is another killer beat like we. But that be a mystery, you see. Whatever the fuck I do, you don't. We running this shit, I need another footnote. You a jester because you a joke to a motherfucking team that can never be broke. It's too obvious, don't be too honest. Don't be astonished that your girl won't let go of my hand, she pinky promised. Haters, he's enough a sandwich with a side of fist. Haters hate our music, but to them, the mute doesn't exist. See it to believe it, so I rub the success in the vision. This is life. It's realistic, stop living by the fiction. Static coming soon, can you feel the friction? A bit of night, I bring a boat to your dome like a charger's helmet. I'ma run your town, you gotta stop dreaming of shutting it down. The women 10 out of 10, a fraction of Washington and Roosevelt. So go do yourself a favor later, get yourself a savior. Round 666, we are healthy, y'all motherfuckers.
Crazy me thirsty, give me a shot of the cypher. Instrumental in sight, I can't miss, I'm a sniper. Go hard or go home, well you best to get the packing. Boy, you were not dealing with the realest, no decoy. Ready to deploy, all these bars I got in store. It's sure to keep your head spinning like a b-boy. Ride without the dope boy, I see your dudes, I am my swag. Take a seat, kid, I show you the ropes, boy. Round six, lash out of the revolver. K.I.D. mix with me, that's the recipe for slaughter. R.I.P. It's the minnow killer, killing beats. No Michael Bay, but here to change the game. Transformers, cup your chick, hide your dog. They wanna roll with real players in the game, not you bench warmers. Trying to keep up with me, I know you're losing sleep. Y'all looking like 14 yeah. days, you're 2 weeks.
Now blow the whistle, it's official, crazy's killing the kids. You think you rap, can't you scribble on some paper a bit? See, I'm a beast, need a leash, I'm like Clifford and shit. Cause I'm a big dog, hey, you my kibbles and bits. See, it's as simple as this, my bars are plain nuts. Nut bowl, pause, Kit Kats will break up. You all get ate up, I'm always amped up. Chewing on the competition, my jaws get cramped. Treat the beat like Burger King, I have it my way. Got a tender on the stage with me, I cast it to play. So haters just keep hating, homie, that is okay. A target pointed at your top like a capital A. So come at it with crazy, try to battle the blaze. Keep the torch in my hands like I'm attracted to flames. Spectators say, ooh, that's my family's name. While I'm heading to the top like the gravity change.
I feel like there's an issue that I must address. Pushing weight on my chest, how I bench the press. Reality check these haters, and I ain't playing chess. How I move across the board, your army becomes less. 12-on-3, you supposed to be your man to me. Change diapers in the fight, the safety of my family. I ain't a killer, or do I ever plan to be? But push to shove, and that's a laid out plan to see. Can you hang when you bang? How you smoking? How many hits I gotta give before you choking? Travel with a pack full, every time I'm rolling. Final destination, I can't wait to start unloading. Life in calm is a bitch, know how to treat her. Cause if I come around, I'll make your ass lever. Keep them running, catching bullets like receivers. A lot of bare arms with big guns, no white beaters.
I'm going in again, Cypher 6, you know I got it. The beat is cold and I'm on top of it.
just like a bonnet. I'll kill the beat, I promise. I run it, never jog it. Scientific flow, I get an A on every fucking project. My flow is going, it's not stopping, I'm a running faucet. Manhattan Project flippers, dropping bombs on so atomic. I'm taking over and you know I got it in my pocket. I'm in the lead with so much bass, I'm blasting like a rocket. Now some of y'all are sleeping on me, look, I'm not no pillow. My name ain't Malcolm, but I'm putting up the fucking middle. My team is making moves, we travel like we hate to dribble. You wanna taste of our swag, this song is just a nibble. I know they call me Flip, but trust me, I am never flopping. I'm steady on my grind, and you can call me Eric Costin. I got no plans on stopping, that's why these haters jocking. Now out of nowhere, people wanna hang like Christmas stockings.
Yeah, I'm back, motherfucker, due to popular demand. And they all want me like everybody, Uncle Sam. K.I.D., motherfucker, and the Ross is my fam. I'm the real deal, homie, feel you suck, it's real as spam. Boys hotter than the sun rays, you don't understand. And every time I fucking spit, I get a microphone to tan. No remorse for these sentimentals, that's just how I feel. And of course, in the booth, every single session kills. Got these haters losing sleep, cause this is far from a lullaby. Demolishing the whole race of beats. Genocide, ain't nobody stopping me. He is too reckless. Tear your whole block down, I ain't talking Tetris. Time to light it up like a cigarette. Nicotine flow, everybody get addicted. Out of this world, man, I'm something you ain't used to. The booth is now a murder scene, go and
I
get
bet
the
y'all
news
ain't never guess. The special guest soon as six ran. Now tell me heck, I'm the first to murk it for my ladies. We making it dead, and I say that mat to mat, top of business. This offer's ridiculous. Fresh kid is in this, I'm tempted to get the click stimulated on this flash. Production assimilated, no gas, make eruptions. I'm laying it down on a beat. We're playing a sound, I make you skate. So grab a towel, I will light up into my voice. Just beat the screen with the noise, you little boys. Toying with your joysticks and chicks leaking while you're breathing in your lungs. My heart, y'all drinking eyes, I'm moisturized, enjoying my ride. Where Sierra hiding this, she scared I'm riding on this. ABC this flowing, going ludicrous. Too legit, I've been MC hammering termites to roll like Ben deep in the grain. Exterminating pests, messing with my funny bone. So if you're ready to test, then you're just study on.
Another thing, oh my god, man. One thing you really gonna have to watch is the soap opera nature of the prison. Ugh, it's nothing but a big ass, you know, he say, she say, who's fucking who, quagmire of ignorant ass shit, man. That's, you gotta watch that shit. You know, I went ahead and I went, let me see. Yeah, in my 11 years there, I only fucked one chick that actually worked there, man. You know, it really didn't too much appeal to me to actually fuck around in the prison, you know, because everybody was always in your business and everybody was always trying to figure out who was fucking who, and you know, the drama would erupt and beef would erupt because, you know, this bitch is feeling you, but that, you know, it was just, god damn, man, I seen so much disciplinary action happening over, you know, who was sharing pussy and who was sharing dick, man. I didn't want to be a part of that shit, man. For real. So, you know, y'all gotta watch that shit, man. I advise you, you know, don't get your honey where you get your money. Y'all might want to be a little leery of that shit. And, you know, the fellas, I can't say that, man. I mean, everybody was fucked up, men and women, but the women in particular were a special kind of fucked up, especially the black women. And I just hate, this is going to sound really derogatory, but the fact is that majority of these females, you know, lucked up on the job. A lot of them were from the hood and they were from the projects. And they was just getting the fuck off welfare and shit, you know. So like, I don't know, man. Do I blame this on a lack of, you know, just cultural understanding about life, or do I chalk this up as basic genetic throwback of a bitch just not having the proper intelligence, the mental prowess of understanding what's good for her and what's not good for her? I don't know how to explain this shit, man. I really don't. you know, you get a new broad, come in, you know, and I always would take the sisters to the side and I let them know, hey, look, everybody gonna be at you, you know what I mean? As soon as you walk up in here, you know, it's a buyer's market. You on the meat rack, okay? Shit, the COs is gonna try and fuck. The captains and lieutenants is gonna try and fuck. The suit and ties is gonna try and fuck. And you know the inmates and the convicts is definitely gonna try and fuck. I would tell the female, look, it's best for you not to fuck with nobody up in here, especially, you know, while you're on probation. Get off probation, and if you feel that you gotta have some action inside the spot, then so be it. You know what I mean? But I would always implore them, if you like your job, don't fuck with nobody up in this bitch. It's gonna end badly. You know, I've been here a long time. You know, once again, the Fat Mac trying to be the nice guy, trying to be the friend. You know what I'm saying? Shit that a hoe don't respect. And of course, bitch always got something slick to say. What you saying? You saying I'm just gonna fuck anything? You saying that I don't have no sense? Ain't no dick worth my job? You know? And whatever a hoe would hit me with that shit, I know this is exactly the type of bitch that's gonna get caught up. This is exactly the type of bitch that's gonna get caught bringing in dope and weed for one of these niggas, man. I know it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm trying to tell you, man, these bitches, they ended up getting knocked up by the inmates. They bringing in heroin and cocaine and weed and, you know, they got their helping the money launder shit for the niggas. It was just madness, man. And it was always the same bitch that was talking cash shit to me about how she's too slick, she's too fly, she got too much game. Ain't none of these motherfuckers slick enough to talk her into bringing in shit. It was just ridiculous, man. I'm like, whenever a hoe would start talking that slick shit, whenever I try and school her, you know, it's like, bitch, you are the one. You are exactly the type of bitch they looking for. A hard head ass bitch that you can't tell you nothing. Shit. You know what I mean? And so be it, man. I would see bitches getting walked out by the dozens. Fuck. Because, you know, you, for some reason, the dick outside of the prison wasn't good enough. You had to have criminal dick. I couldn't understand it. And not even that. I'm like, well, shit. Fuck. I mean, some of the bitches wasn't even, they would not even fuck staff. You know what I mean? They wanted criminal dick. There was a lot of dudes in there that worked there that was campaigning for the pussy, but they couldn't get it because certain, you know, niggas that lived in the prison had the pussy on lock. You know what I mean? And I give them niggas their props, man. These motherfuckers sit around all day practicing and honing their craft, man. Honing their mouthpiece, you know, to get out of bitch and to convince them to do all kinds of fuckery, man. Shit. These hoes, boy, they just fall for it hook, line, and sinker. And another thing, as far as prison game is concerned, man, I learned big time was the art of goods and services. Man, you know, I first became aware of this in prison, and I didn't really... I'm aware that governments use it, but... Like I said, the first time it really became visible to me was in prison. You know, when I seen it firsthand, up close and personal, the goods and services hustle. So let me try and explain that shit to you, man. It's like you get a nice, fresh, white boy coming up in the spot. You know what I'm saying? Ain't got no hair on his face. He's 19. You know, as far as these motherfuckers is concerned up in the spot, that's a bitch. That's boy pussy. You know what I'm saying? So he'll come in there. You know, he ain't got a pot to piss in. You know, he ain't, I mean, he, wow, you know, it's Wild Kingdom, man. That he in there, he getting hung out to dry. You know, the sharks are circling this motherfucker. You know, once again, me being the nice guy, okay, me being the guy that cares for everyone,
I takes the white boy to the corner. I'm like, hey man, look, I don't know if anybody told you, but you're in prison, okay? So I don't suggest that you take anything from any of these motherfuckers at all. If anybody offers you anything, just say no thank you. I'm fine. You understand? Capiche? You understand what I'm telling you? God damn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, all right. You sure? You understand? Don't take shit from none of these motherfuckers. Oh, fuck. So, nice tender white boy walking around the block, and you know, you see the vultures and the sharks circling the motherfucker, everybody talking to him, and you see motherfuckers offering him shit, you know, hey, you know, I know you hungry, man, I know you hungry, shit, come over here, get some soups, get some Debbie's, get some kippers, you know, get some tuna, you know, you want some of this break, huh? Come on over here. Hey, I know it's fucked up. You know, you just getting here. Hey, everybody needs a friend. Everybody needs a friend. I'm over there. I'm looking at the white boy. I'm like, don't do it. Don't take shit from none of these niggas, man. And if y'all don't really understand the dynamic of what goes on in prison, most of the time, if you have two-man cell, you got a white inmate and a black inmate. Typically, if you have a white and a black bunking together, they're fucking. And typically, if they're bunking together, the white boy is the one that's catching, and the nigga is the one that's pitching. Maybe y'all didn't understand that shit. The brother fucks the white dude. Typically, okay? So that's what's happening right here. Motherfuckers is campaigning to get boy pussy is what they're doing. And in order to do that, they are offering goods and services. But unbeknownst to the white boy, he doesn't know the dynamic. He doesn't know what's going on. Basically, they're going to offer him all sorts of goods and all sorts of services. But unbeknownst to the white boy, he's going to have to take that into account later on down the line. They're going to pop back up and be like, hey, you know what? I gave you about 5 packs of soups. I gave you 2 Debbie's. You know, I gave you some cigarettes. You know what I mean? Hey, you, why don't you return the favor? Why don't you do something for me? You know, and the white boy's like, well, huh? What? Well, you know, he was thinking that shit was for free. You know what I mean? But the niggas never bothered to tell him, no, that shit wasn't free. I was expecting some sort of return investment. Something. I was expecting something. You didn't think I was just giving you that shit for free? You know what I mean? So, of course, if the white boy hadn't got his hustle up and he doesn't have any other means to pay back what he got, quote unquote, for free, guess what? Well, how are you going to pay for the soups and the tunas and the smokes, and how are you going to pay for it? You know, I'm willing to make a deal with you. I'm willing to make a deal with you, Todd. Why don't you give me some of that ass? You know, and then that's how it starts, man. That's how it starts. That's how motherfucker tumbles down the rabbit hole. Shit, the goods and service hustle right there, all in your face, up close and personal. Seen it all the fucking time, man. Seen it all the time. Get a motherfucker in debt and then cash in on that shit, man. Cash in. Boy, prison was a motherfucker, man. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, man. And of course, you know, when your manhood get took, nobody wants to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You up there in the shower, you know, washing yourself, and you owe a motherfucker a whole lot of food and a whole lot of cigarettes. Shit. And then all of a sudden, you're getting bent over. Oh, shit. You know? But motherfuckers rarely tell. They rarely tell. They don't even want to tell. Just a little too humiliating to even fuck with, man. So, peep the prison game on the goods and services. You know, if you're going to be a corrections officer, understand that. You know, be aware of that. You know, try and save as much ass rapings as possible. Try and, you know, warn the nice young tender white boys that's coming up in there. Hey, guard your butthole and don't take nothing from nobody, or they will be taking your butthole.
Star week, 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 star week,
star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star week, star fucked all week. I ain't 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 fucked all week.
This show off the prison game show, where I'm just talking about my experiences in prison. I just like to talk about, you know, the females, you know, that come visit most of these niggas, man, you know, and talk about the whole thug culture and shit, because that always did crack me the fuck up, man, when these chicks would come in to see they boo or whatever. You know, they thug with the cornrows and sagging pants and shit. You know, niggas is harder than a motherfucker. These niggas is ultra hard, red, ultra hard shit. But, you know, the bitches don't know the niggas like I know them. You know what I'm saying? They don't know these niggas, man, shit. And, I mean, it's hard for me to judge these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to be honest with you, man. I'm going to be totally, unequivocally honest with you, right? If I was draped off in some fuck shit, man, and I got sent up the river, man, and I was doing like 25 years or whatever. Man, I have to be honest with you. You're not really gonna be the same person that you were when you went in. You're not gonna be the same. The shit that goes on within the prison, right? That becomes normal. That becomes your world. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So, can I actually honestly say that I wouldn't have a moment of weakness where if, let's say, there's a, because there were some actual men in there who were transgender. And there was one that actually looked like a woman. No shit, nigga. Looked like a woman. You know, it was just, wherever this motherfucker went, there was trouble because motherfuckers was fighting to get at this motherfucker, man. This was a pretty nigga. You feel me? So, I mean, I'm just being honest, man. Shit, if I'm in that bitch 15, 20 years and I see something that's comparable to a woman, I mean, that actually looks like a woman. You know what I'm saying? I can't honestly sit here and tell you that I wouldn't slip. You know? I can't tell you that. I'm just going to be, you know, whatever I do when I fuck around with this podcast and with this website, I always give you my 100, man. And, you know, I can't predict the future. I like to be able to say I'd be strong enough not to have certain sort of urges. You know what I'm saying? But shit. But, I mean, nigga, if you're doing like 5 years or some shit, man, you know, man up, nigga. Just wait till you get out. My nigga, wait till you get out. You can wait. You can do. I mean, 5 years is a long goddamn time too, man. But goddamn, well, what I'm trying to say is this, man. These motherfuckers, man. It. I see motherfuckers come in there, man, and just break down within, you know, a month. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, you must really be into this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? There was no breakdown process or nothing. You just couldn't wait to fuck somebody up the ass. You know what I'm saying? So it's like these chicks come in, they have no idea that they do like to fuck dudes in the ass. They have no idea that, you know, shit, some of them even like to suck dick. You know, you don't even know that shit. This is some shit that they actually do when they're in prison. You know what I mean? They do that shit. But the chick comes in there and she's like, oh my man, he's so sexy. He's so slim. He's so slim. You know, and I'm like, yep, okay. You know, she rubbing on the motherfucker, kissing on him and shit. I'm like, ah, this bitch, she don't even have no clue. I just took this nigga to the hole for juggling balls last week. You know what I'm saying? It's like, goddamn, boy, these bitches don't know. Then I meet niggas on the street, and, boy, they know full well that I know what they was doing. But, you know, they riding around with they broad and shit, and I'm at the gas station, and they pull up. What's up? What up, big cuz? What up, man? What's up, man? Damn, I ain't seen you in a while. What's up, man? I'm like, what's up, man? Tell my girl how I was putting it down in the joint, man. Tell my girl how I was putting it down. I was like, nigga, are you serious? Man, are you serious? Like, I'm like, yeah, your boy was putting it down. Why is he? Yeah, he was putting it down. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But yeah, man, I always found that fucking just amusing and shit. You know, I'd be out here doing my little hustle and shit, fucking with these chicks. And I find out that this particular chick, you know, is fucking with some nigga that I knew, you know, up in the spot, man. I'm like, damn, this bitch has no clue. I'm like, you don't know your nigga like boys? Shit, man. And you usually I'm not a hater. You know, I don't like telling the other niggas business and shit. But, you know, in this particular case, in this particular instance, you know, it's like, look, man, you know, a lot of these cats is out here infecting these broads, man, with all kinds of shit because they know they like to go back and forth between men and women and shit, man. And I'm like, I can't co-sign that shit, man. So once again, me being the nice guy, me being the one who cares, you know, I try and school a bitch.
But what do I get? Nigga, you need to keep that to yourself. You just hating on my man because he's a slim.
Like, bitch. Alright, happy hepatitis, bitch. That's all I can tell you. Alright, then, fuck it. Oh, boy. I know y'all niggas is looking at me cockeyed now because I said that, you know, hey, if I spent 15, 20 years in prison, I can't promise that I wouldn't fuck with a tranny. I can't promise you. I wouldn't be the same motherfucker, man. I'm just being honest with you, man. Shit, you know, 15, 20 years is a long time, man. It's a long fucking time. Oh, shit, man. Whew. Oh. Well, anyway, this is the Fat Mac Almighty XXL. Hope you enjoyed this show where I had full disclosure. We're basically talking about how I would possibly fuck with a tranny if I was locked up for 20 years. I'm never listening to you again. Hey, nigga, what the fuck? It is what it is.
Hi, Clifford, this is Nisi. I talked to old girl this morning. She said she wasn't able to go get her ID because wouldn't nobody take her. And I know you probably wasn't woke early this morning. But, Mike, listen, please, please, for me, please, you know I'm not trying to get you in trouble. That girl ain't trying to get you in trouble. She is well over 18. She was saying, you said you was going to hold the money until Monday. She said she is broke. You know I am, too. So she was saying when she get out of class, because she said she take classes at the job center. So when she get out of class Monday, you come pick her up from the job center at 12 o'clock, and you can take her to go get her ID. If you don't believe that she's bullshitting about her ID, she said she really, really need her ID for other reasons, too. Then you can come pick her up from the job center when she gets finished with her class at 12 o'clock to take her to go get her ID. She said, please, can we do that shit today? She said, because she is broke, and I am too, and I got to pay this fucking phone bill before they cut my shit off, and I will be pissed. And I know that's not your problem, but please do your girl this one favor, just this one last favor. Hit me back when you get this message.
All MC Transformers, please report to your microphone.
Will conduce if you mess with the rhymes that I produce. I got a smooth melody is another Craig G production. Some MCs should heed my instructions. If it's in the greater, then you're on drop. Because I'll exterminate you with the rest of the bugs. Beats being made is a drum component. Because you hear my rhyme don't mean you own it. And all that don't curse, that is the worst. I don't wanna get beat every time I converse. When it gets cold, I will get warmer. I'm not abandoning, I won't descend. But the paragraph has to come to an end. When I say a rhyme, I create a stormer. If you battle me, you'll be a goner. When it gets cold, I will get warmer. I can change the cut like a transformer. The greatest communicator for my abilities. Cause my rhymes are fresh, some call me deaf. Always guaranteed to outlast the rest. That's why I can rhyme, often be on time. Don't get out of line with these rhymes that's mine. This rhyme I'm saying is not a scandal. Many MCs sure cannot handle. I say a rhyme, my pressure is felt. If that was boxing, I would hold the belt. My name is Craig G, and I'm on top. With the rhyme I'm saying, I can't be stopped. Cause I'm number one on the microphone. And I'm always known as MC Home. I am the greatest, this rhyme I made it. Into poetry is all you can see. Cause I'm a supreme rapper, Craig G. When I sing a rhyme, I can cause a stormer. If you battle me, you'll be a corner. When it gets cold, I will get warmer. I can change the scratch like a transformer.
Cat, MacCity.com, Big Mike, excuse me, that came to my motherfucking site, invited me to look at his motherfucking site and read his stories and so on and so forth, and we chopped it up.